This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Drive time.
What's happening?
What's happening?
He's been exposed.
What's happening?
Maybe the worst moment in the history of radio was that Price is Right.
Okay. Yeah.
No, go back and listen to it on the podcast in case you missed it. The worst moment in the history of radio. The weirdest outburst that Nard actually was shunned from the studio after that. It was bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You
can do it though, bud. Okay.
I'm trying.
All right. Number five. They have this footballer. He was dumped by his wife after being caught cheating on the Ring doorbell camera.
I hate those things.
Yeah, it has really deterred. I feel like it's deterred women from cheating more than men, though. Because a man, I think, developed it.
Yeah, and probably.
I think he developed it because his wife cheated.
I couldn't imagine a woman developing such technology.
Well, no, they've developed.
Sorry,
some
I got to step in for Derek.
Yeah,
that's what
I know.
Derek would have said.
Gotcha.
I just channeled Derek. Sorry.
Well, he was dumped by his wife after she discovered his affair with a model thanks to the Ring doorbell camera.
Oh,
the dumbass didn't even know that his 8-month fling with this stunning model, right? He didn't even know that he was caught by his wife. I wonder if they show the stunning model.
Yeah, and isn't it worth it at that point? If it's a stunning model.
I mean, you know, the wife was told to check the smart camera footage on the front door of their plush home for proof. She then found the evidence of her partner engaging in hookups with the woman, and their marriage exploded. Source said the star spotted this girl on social media and took a shine to her. Mm. So, I mean, he's a footballer.
Yeah.
They're
getting ass left and right.
I mean, I don't know who gets more ass than soccer players.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I don't think there's anybody. They make gazillions of dollars.
Is baseball?
No.
Really?
I mean, baseball tails probably all right, but it's
baseball
not,
players are fat.
It's not soccer.
What? Baseball players are not fat?
Some of them are
really?
Fat.
Really?
Because there's no real movement. Look at the biggest guy in baseball, Babe Ruth. He's like, he had my body type.
I thought they had to have like a certain time from like home to first, like a certain amount of seconds.
They have to run.
You know how football has four-yard dash.
I don't know what you're saying.
Like, I thought there was so many seconds. I thought they had like so many seconds between home and
you're
first.
You're taking too many seconds to the show.
No, I'm just saying.
I thought it was a speed sport. Speed sport.
Number four.
Humans are on the verge of discovering ghosts are real, experts sensationally claim.
Okay.
Now, Nard, you're a big ghost guy.
God, yes.
Okay, you believe in ghosts. What is your number one reason that you believe in ghosts?
I think it's two alternate universes colliding, and then we think it's ghosts, but it's actually another universe, like timeline, and influencing us.
Okay.
So are we ghosts to them?
Yeah, it could be both ways. Yes, we could be ghosts to them.
You're big on
ghosts. Can you imagine if you're, Nard's ghost, or Nard's haunting somebody? They're like, "What is this idiot?"
Yeah.
This guy's a dumbass. Just imagine the ghost watching you put together that basketball hoop for 4 days.
Look at this ghost trying to put together.
No, he had everybody in the neighborhood. He's the only white guy in his neighborhood, and everybody was in the neighborhood got out and watched.
Yeah.
They all cracked beers. They shot off fireworks when he finally finished it. It was insane. It's funny. No, you're a funny guy, Nard.
Number three.
WWE star Chelsea Green kicked out of hotel after she's accused of being an escort. In case you don't know who she is, she's kind of funny. She does. She usually loses. Every once in a while, she wins. But
is she the fat one?
No, she's not fat.
Oh, okay.
No, that's that Scottish lady.
Yeah, that big girl.
Yeah, no, she's awesome too. But yeah, she was, I guess, at this hotel. They thought that she was an escort in Brooklyn. And they kicked her out. She's like, "No, I'm a WWE superstar.
This is how Vince wants us to dress."
Yeah. What? You going to kick me out? I'm a superstar. That was like when we worked in Dallas, Katy Perry walked past us, right?
Yeah.
And we thought because there was this show, Lex and Terry, right? And they did Dumb Bitch Friday or whatever they did.
Drunk Bitch Friday.
Yeah. That's it.
Dumb Bitch Friday. I mean, it was basically.
That's what we're doing here with NAR.
Yeah, it's Dumb Bitch Friday. Yeah. And we thought Katy Perry, because they were just down the hall, and we thought she was there for Drunk Bitch Friday.
Yeah.
And so we were like, oh, cool, you're here for Drunk Bitch Friday? She's like, what?
What?
Hey, nice to meet you.
No, I kissed a girl and I liked it.
Yeah. She's like, no, I do music. I was like, oh, for Drunk Bitch Friday?
Oh, okay. You're a musician.
She's like, no. I'm like, oh, you're going to sing some songs drunk. She's like, no, I'm Katy Perry. I'm she's an artist. She was an up-and-coming artist. I don't even think she was really on the radio. So...
Well, I can see how you made that mistake.
So it was so funny, and they're like, "No, that's Katy Perry. She's got a good song that's out right now."
Damn.
And then we started playing her song, and then we got in trouble because they're like, "We're a rock station. Can't play that."
Yeah. No. That first song you could have played, "I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It."
Yeah, that sounded really fancy. Like the Edge station that we were on.
Yeah,
definitely.
But this WWE wrestler,
Chelsea Green,
I buy that. Yeah, I
you
can
see
that.
You think she looks like an escort?
Oh, of course.
Oh, that's
Nar,
such an insult to a woman.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Yes. Number two.
You okay there?
Every single Japanese person will have the same surname in 500 years.
All right.
Nard, how old will you be in 500 years?
I would be the 207.
Number one.
And hoarders kept 96 animals, including guinea pigs and dogs, inside car in Vegas hotel. They might have had a problem.
Yeah, just maybe.
Did you see the 13-year-old that crashed his Lamborghini in the ditch? Yeah, I guess it must have been his parents' Lamborghini or something. So he's like, I want to take it for a drive. I want to be cool. Takes it for a drive, immediately crashes it. Like $300,000 Lamborghini. Jeez.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.